Tuesday, November the 4th, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shona Kola. Making headlines. The National Prosecuting Authority on Monday filed its papers in the Supreme Court of Appeal against Judge Nicholson's Jacob Zuma judgment. Judge Chris Nicholson last month granted the state leave to appeal against his September 12 judgment. In granting leave to appeal, Nicholson said the case was a complex one. The NPA stated in papers that the decision to recharge Zuma in late 2007 was a fresh decision. Further, the state contended that it was not required to take representation from Zuma before recharging him. It isn't clear yet when the appeal will be heard. However, the NPA has asked the Supreme Court of Appeal to look at the possibility of hearing the matter as quickly as possible. In other South African news, the ANC breakaway group will meet again on Tuesday to find a name. The party will use this name in by-elections in December that will be the first indication of true support for the group. The party's first choice of name, the South African Democratic Congress, has already been taken. A new name will now be selected to enable finalization of an interim party constitution. This will allow the party to register with the Independent Electoral Commission. The party has set December the 16th as its launch date, but intends to register in time to challenge upcoming by-elections. In international news, a group of major developing countries has denounced efforts to eliminate tariffs in some industrial sectors. The group, known as NAMA 11, has stated that these moves are contrary to the spirit of the WTO's Doha Round. A statement by the group, which includes Argentina, Brazil, India and South Africa, has showed that the sectoral discussions remain a major stumbling block in the Doha talks. The United States has viewed the sector deals as a priority. Developing countries are not opposed to voluntary sectoral deals. However, the US is seemingly pushing to make these deals compulsory. The US has tried to link the sectoral discussions to the overall Doha trade deal. Also making headlines, hope and prayer in Obama's ancestral Kenyan village. Poll tension unlikely to shake new Zambian leader. And Guinea troops shoot fuel price protesters. Currently, the speeches section of polity.org.za contains an extract of DA leader Helen Ziller's address to the recent Lakota Party's national convention. Other key political leaders whose addresses are available on polity.org.za include South Africa's newly appointed President Kgalema Motlanthe, ANC President Jacob Zuma, and former Cabinet Minister Professor Carter Asmal. That's a roundup of news-making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, visit polity.org.za.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Creamer Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.